1 Chronicles 23. Now David was old and full of days, and he made Solomon his son king over Israel. He gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. The Levites were numbered from 30 years old and over, and their number was 38,000. David said, of these, 24,000 are to oversee the work of the house of Yahweh. So you go and read on here about how David divided up the Levites and the priests, and he set up everything for the temple. Well, remember that God had told David to start with, I don't want a temple. I'm quite happy with the ark of my presence being beneath curtains. I will make you a house. And David came down very small and humbled at the time and said, oh, wonderful, thank you. What can I say? How great is your grace? But we all come down very small sometimes, maybe when we are sick or issues arise that bring us down very small, but the key is to stay small. Well, David, in my opinion, went back to his old idea that I want to build this house for God, and okay, he couldn't do it, but he prepared for Solomon to do it, and he makes all these very detailed plans for it. You could say that it became his obsession of his old age. But that was not what God wanted. This is not to say that God didn't use it. He did, and Solomon builds it, and the presence of God comes and dwells in the temple. But it was not God's ideal intention. It was like Israel wanted a king, and God said, but you're rejecting me if you want a human king. But okay, they wanted one, so he gave them a king, and he tried to work through that system. And so God is willing to go with us in our lives. Even if we take an option in life, choices in life that are not ideal, we're making it harder for ourselves to get to the kingdom. But God wants us to get to the kingdom, and so he will still try to work with us. It's like following the GPS when you're driving. You come off the obvious route, and the GPS, the navigation system, still tries to guide you. Okay, you've come off the route. Well, look, okay, let's think up another route for you. It's going to be slower, it's going to be more difficult. But the navigation system doesn't give up because it wants to get you to your end point, even if you keep coming off the track that's given to you. Now, of course, you can get mad with the navigation system and rip it out of your car and throw it out the window, throw your phone out the window or whatever. I don't want to follow that. Yeah, you could do that. But that is equivalent to saying, God, I don't want you in my life. I don't want your direction. I'm just going to do it my own way. And you won't get there in your own strength. So that's how I see all these plans for the temple that he's making. And just one little point out of all this list of names here. When you come to the sons of Moses. Now, Moses was, of course, the great leader. There did not arise another leader like Moses, we're told. The sons of Moses, verse 15, Gershom and Eleazar. But they are numbered amongst the Levites. Now, Levi was one of the sons of Jacob, but the Levites were really the servants of the tabernacle. And the sons of Moses were kind of put in amongst them, rather than being given some special honor. And I think that that shows that God does not sort of give huge respect to somebody just because their father or mother or family were very zealous for him. Each person has got to cut their own path through the jungle. That's what you have to do. And you cannot do it on the basis of your father, your mother, your family. You cannot go through life on the basis of, well, I'm okay because I'm in this family or in this church or denomination or whatever. God wants personal relationship with people. He's not into nepotism, that is, giving favors to people just because of their connections in a family. And so, therefore, I think it's purposeful that the sons of Moses were not elevated to any great sort of honor. Moses was replaced as the leader of Israel, not by his sons, but by Joshua, who was no relative, really, of Moses at all. A And so you see how God works, that he wants to build individual relationships with people. And we must all individuate from our parental background, whatever that was, whether it's good or bad. We still have to build our own relationship with God.